Our heroes continue to search the salt mines of Moss Shuda as they search for their friend Herc.
Allie?
Yes.
AKA
Zara.
Zara.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you have reconvened with the group. You are all in the same place.
Okay.
And you still hear faint. Now you hear, like, you all hear, like, what sounds like footsteps. Like, and it's above you. You can hear, like, something's crunching the ground.
Yeah.
the vision in my head that
you?
It was open sky, but okay. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Well, you went down.
Oh, I went down.
Yeah, so the elevator, you can see the sky from there, but you're at the bottom level of the mine now.
So there's, like, someone where I was.
Yeah, so whenever you went down, you noticed there was a middle level. I don't know if you heard me say that before.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're on the bottom. You're on basement 2 level, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, don't you think I should do perception first?
Yeah, I would say we do perception.
Okay, let's do that. I need that phone for my thing.
Jamie,
when are we going to get to anything where we're not perceiving every freaking turn?
I think it's our mental, like, attitude right now, too.
This game
perceive!
This game is stupid.
That is true. I played with another group, and none of them ever did, like, perception checks. And I was like, aren't you guys going to do perception checks?
They're
like,
weird.
I just want to shoot them.
Yeah. They'd be dumb.
Yeah,
do
so
it.
Your Allie's perception is a
plus
4.
Oh, plus 4.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's in your
books.
10.
Okay. So there's clearly, like, right down the hallway, there's, like, glowing eyes. There's four sets of glowing eyes.
Oh,
four sets?
Down the hallway.
8 eyes.
And
four
Rick is like, oh no.
Oh, here we go. All right,
oh,
now
no.
We're finally going to see some action.
Do something, please.
That we showed up down there?
Yeah,
they see
they
you.
They start coming closer, but you can't see what
so
it is.
So you're with us now.
Yes. So we're not hidden.
No, he's like, yeah, he thought it would be fine, but he hasn't been down here in a while.
Yeah.
So he brought you down there, like, basically just to the entrance.
No, I didn't know what Alec was. Okay.
So
do I finally get to use my stealth?
They see you, man.
They're coming towards you. They're walking towards you.
And we know Rick, who's now trustworthy, apparently, said, oh,
yeah,
no.
Rick has officially joined the party.
Can I hide behind the Wookiee?
Sure.
No, I'm just, I don't
you
want
can.
To do that.
Yeah.
Can I flirt with the droid?
Did we hide behind Rick?
Yeah.
Rick.
You can
okay,
make Rick
so
go if you want.
What should I do?
So
you should
yell.
Yeah.
As it gets closer,
have any weapons,
as it gets
except...
closer, you see now by this point there's two droids that are side by side walking towards you slowly, but, like, you know. And then they see you and they're like, intruder!
Oh, God.
Intruders!
Mm-hmm.
Intruder!
Oh.
Defective unit! Intruder!
Oh.
We're looking at Rick now, and Rick's like,
oh, poor Rick.
Frick, you know, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. You're defective.
Protect
you're,
Rick at all costs.
You're the ones, you're the ones that are defective. They're like, intruders and defective unit. Remove immediately.
Oh, God. Okay. So
it's, they're charging you now.
They're
like, they're moving faster towards you.
I say we rig
where's
Rick
guy?
To blow and, like, just send him running towards him.
Oh, I kind of
poor
keep
Rick,
though.
I don't
I feel
know.
Like Rick will be very
I
like
that.
Useful.
I
like that idea.
I was kind of thinking Rick might, I don't know. What
then
about...
you hear, now you hear, like, you hear, intruder, 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 intruder. You hear
oh,
more, more.
We're gonna die
throughout the entire facility.
I think we're gonna die in this.
Hey, we just do a perception check about the area and.
Is there a place we can escape?
Yeah, hide. Like what? Yeah.
Yes. Hide.
There's Spider-Man nearby.
Or
you can do that. You have to fight.
Oh.
This is a combat scenario.
Never
all right.
mind.
Hide behind the Wookiee.
So who has? He has.
Does
good
anyone
aim.
Have grenades?
No one has any grenades.
He has good aim. Emma has good aim. You and I are good at close, and you should be freaking nuts.
Battle stance.
Dude, we all need things like that.
I don't know.
I told Matt when we want to play in person, I want to get a costume.
We should all get things like that made and wear our t-shirts when we play.
Yeah.
Of like what our character looks like.
We can make t-shirts.
What about, so what are you going to do? We're all gonna
you
die.
You do have like a good sword too. You have a.
Let's get him.
You want to get him? Yeah, there's two in front of you. So you're in a long, you see this mine shaft, it's super duper long. There's two right next to each other. And they're like, intruder, intruder. And
but
they're like
getting,
rushing
towards
you. Can I just
take one big slash and hit them both?
You have to target. You have to target one.
Yeah.
What? That's
you,
lame.
You have to approach one and fight it.
I bet
you.
You
can try. Okay, you can try.
I bet you the Wookiee can do it.
You can try. If you want to try, go for it.
He's acting like you'd be more successful though if you just go for it.
Do what you want. I don't want to tell you no.
Yeah.
That's bad. That's bad DMing. So I'm sorry. If you want to try it, go for it. But it's a short sword.
Don't
it's not
try
a...
it now.
Okay.
I was gonna say Emma's next. If you went for one, she could take another.
And you all like you're all like in like a fighting stance.
We're
now,
all
right?
ready. To
you're
go.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
So nobody has your ready their weapon.
Yeah.
Like that.
So
yeah.
I should just slash one of them.
Just slash them.
I'd say the closest.
Where
one.
Where is the best place to slash a droid?
Probably well.
Shoulder.
Probably the body because if you cut its head off, it could still move. So I'd say
right
go
here,
for,
are there connections? Like
I'd
it's
be
not.
Like,
yeah, I'd say like
go
their legs off. Or like their like the waist area.
Yeah,
let's go for the waist area.
Are they assassin droids? Okay, go ahead and roll your d20.
15.
Okay, so you hit them. Go ahead and roll your d8.
2.
Okay, so you go for a swing. And you make contact, and you do dig into him, but your sword gets stuck.
Ooh. Oh, crap.
So he's like, you're like, and he's like, stop, stop, stop.
Stop
no. Stop that.
No.
No, stop that.
No, stop.
So the other droid turns to you,
aww.
And he takes a whack at you. So can I see your d20, please? So he like...
He
like tries to swipe at you and he just like you see it coming from a mile away. You're like he
one.
Completely misses.
He rolled a one.
Yeah. The other one with the sword stuck inside of you, stuck in that you know you hit. He tries to attack you. Go ahead and leave this d20 in the middle of us if you don't mind. So yeah, like he like tries to hit you, and
two.
Like he like. Barely great. Like, he hits you. It's more of like a half-hearted karate chop. Like, he's malfunctioning. Like, he doesn't even hurt you.
What did I say about hitting Jake? You don't do that.
So, you're just kind of like caught in limbo. Okay, so now it's Emma's turn.
Okay.
Take him out, Emma.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you if you do get a headshot on a droid, that probably fries its circuits if you do a headshot like right between the eyes.
Yeah, and he's close. So is it?
So
is
by
he
this
so
point,
close that I'm at a disadvantage to use my rifle?
No, you're not at a disadvantage. You just don't have
start blowing everything.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay, then yeah, I'd like to shoot him.
Which one?
Wait, which one?
Which droid? There's two. There's one right next to the one droid, and then one with her sword stuck in it.
Which one's trying to hurt Allie?
Both of them.
Oh.
I would do... She's got the sword.
Which one is
one.
More threatening?
Yeah.
They're the same droid.
The one that has her sword stuck in?
I think the one that's
yeah.
right next to her.
My ear itched, so I itched it, and I itched the...
That's gonna be blood.
That was dumb.
So there's two... I will show you guys. There's two... There is two droids right here. You guys are here in this entrance.
Okay.
One droid, two droid. Allie is in front of two.
Oh, okay.
So she's face-to-face with two.
Okay.
I'll shoot. Well, am I at risk of hitting Allie, though?
You're always at risk of hitting your
team.
Yeah, you really
point.
Don't know.
So
maybe I should
I
go
know.
For the other.
Oh, whoa.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for that.
Cool.
20?
Yep.
You like it?
Sure. Okay, so you completely miss.
That's a 7, not a 1.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah.
But you miss.
Aww.
Miss. Do it again.
Try again.
Okay.
Try again.
Pew, pew.
Pew! 7 again?
So you like,
oh,
like, you miss both times.
Okay, well, sorry, guys. I forgot how to shoot.
I really hope Emma dies.
All right, Jake.
You can't depend on you to save me.
Good God.
In fact, you actually, like, miss so bad that you do almost hit her. She's, like, kind of struggling. And, like, it just, like, whizzes right past her.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Was it already established? Do they have weapons?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so we don't know.
I would like...
Well, no, it wasn't established, said, or no, they don't have weapons.
Well, I just said they tried to swipe. Like, they tried to hit
Swiper
no Allie. So, I will say they do not... These do not have weapons. So, after all this, like, the commotion, you're hearing intruder, intruder, all throughout the facility. You hear this thing. It's like... And then it just kind of stops.
Has anybody done a perception check yet?
They have
different things.
I was gonna say we've already
not an attack perception at all.
I would like to roll for religion and read them Daniel 2:44. Not really. What should I do? Should I attack?
Yeah,
I would.
You should ask them out to dinner and a movie.
These are, I will tell you, these are, okay, there's been enough perception checks. These are level one enemies with no armor.
Okay. Oh, wow. I'd like to persuade them to stop.
Okay.
Neither one of us could kill them.
I am going to attack, but I don't want to use my axe.
Yeah, just.
I want to hit them.
You want to hit them?
Over.
Yeah. Okay.
Hit them both?
Tap that axe.
Number two, the one that's not attacked.
Wait, are you going to hit them both since your axe is so cool?
Well, I don't want to hit you.
Yeah.
But are my axe is okay?
No, because if I get a 20, it's an instant. Oh, that's the axe.
That's
that
the axe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So number two.
Yeah, number one. Sorry.
Or number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this
by this point, two more, as you guys are struggling, two more come like single file. They're like, what is going on? What is going on?
None
hey,
of your business.
Course. Stop that. Stop
wait,
that.
Wait, is that because we're taking so long to say what we want to do?
Are you trying
no,
to murder us?
That's the scenario.
Okay.
Are you trying to murder
I'm rolling.
Us? What'd you roll?
18, baby!
Ooh. So you just straight up go to number one and you just like pick him up and he's like, ouch, stop. And you just rip him in half.
Yeah.
You kind of notice after you tore him apart, like he had one arm missing. He is like, he's kind of beat up. Like, you know, not quite 100%.
Go for two.
So I'm right next to the one that her sword stuck in, correct?
Oh, correct.
Cool. Can I do... Can I roll? Or no, I guess that wouldn't work. I was going to say, can I take the sword out of him for her?
Yeah, you can try.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
16.
Okay. So. So, yeah, you take the sword out of it, and I mean, he, like, winds back and hits you for.
6.
He hits you for 3 soak. So you take 3 points of armor damage.
Lame.
He comes back and he hits you right in the head. Hard.
Ooh, that's rude.
Like he saw you charge that one, rip it in half. He's like, so you like you basically he tries to hit you one time, you rip the sword out of it, and then he like basically comes back around and just makes a direct hit in your head. You take 3 points of soak. And as of right now,
sip of G Fuel is like bleh.
As of right now.
Just like all powder.
I think I said your armor, I gave you 14 armor points, and you have 12 hit points, I think, like your tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have 11 armor points now, and you still have 12 hit points.
Okay.
So you're good. Okay.
My turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Well,
how is this entertaining for you guys?
It's good.
I feel like I need to hear our backstory.
You hear the crashing around again, and it's like... And it's getting closer.
Okay.
Obviously, a big boss is coming.
It's a bigger
so
sounding.
After, yeah, well, it's like what you've been hearing, but it's closer now. Then all
or
of a sudden, you hear faintly, you hear intruder, intruder, stop, stop from different areas. And then you hear, help!
Ooh,
oh, hurt.
Help! Hurt's alive!
Could you set off a bomb, baby? Okay, so he's back there.
Gotta help her, guys.
Uh-huh. So, should I go for the one that Allie's struggling with
yes.
with my little daggers?
Shave me.
Yes.
What? Mm. How should I kill him with my dagger?
So, whenever you pulled the sword out, you now have a sword. She doesn't have her sword anymore.
Okay.
Oh, crap. So, right. do you give
yeah.
it back? Do you give it back to her?
I guess
he just
so.
Takes it and just breaks it.
Yes, I do.
Your sword.
Yeah, that.
Get
away
from Oprah.
Bring your sword.
Better yet, you should give me your weapon and you can keep my sword.
Can she hold my weapon?
Sure.
No, I want to give her a sword back.
It's like she rolls a 20 immediately.
Do you think I should try to end the one that's
You're pretty athletic, right?
Finish him.
Yeah.
You could maybe try to leap on him.
Finish him.
I've got one for athletics.
Oh.
I got one for intimidation.
You could try to double dagger him.
That's what I was thinking. Just so she hit him like this, right? Or she
waist, and it got stuck. And whenever she pulled the sword out, you could see it did damage it.
Okay.
And like it was like leaking.
What's your acrobatics set?
Did I have any?
It's at the very
number
top
one.
Of skills.
Plus one.
Just plus one, yeah.
I would like lunge forward and just go
right in the sides.
Right,
yeah.
Into his eyeball. Go for the eye sockets.
But will that kill somebody?
Yeah.
Will that kill
a droid?
Oh, yeah, because it'll go right through the circuit board.
Okay, so I need to paint this picture better. What kind of droids are these? Are these like C3, RPO?
They're just like humanoid-looking droids.
Yeah. Like very,
so
think like C-3PO, but more mobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right.
Like the one in Mandalorian, kind of.
Kind of. Not quite as that. Not quite as BA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to leap forward and go for the eyes and then drag down the face.
Okay.
Wow, I'm going to add the one look.
18.
Okay, yeah. You just straight up, like, all this is happening. This is how this played out. He rushed number one, ripped it in half. She's like trying to get it out. He's like, move! Like, basically swatted you out of the way. And like the droid tried to hit the Wookiee. He ducked under, grabbed it, pulled it out, got whacked. As he came around to the, you know, to like look, you're like in his grill already. And you make contact and like, like you basically, like you put him in and he just like was trying to hit you. He just stops. You just rip your daggers out and he just like
eyeballs on it,
falls over. But after that,
sparks flying.
After that, there was a droid right behind him. Is like, stop it, and like goes to like swipe at you.
He Judy chopped you.
Yeah, like he's just trying to hit you with his arm.
Right.
So. You need to roll d20.
Okay,
forget it. He swats at you and completely misses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I live.
Cool. You have one action.
Darn it.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I never want to hear any voice on a droid besides yours from now on.
Stop that. Meanwhile, Rick's like, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Rick, she could do that to me. Okay. Do you think I should go for the guy that's right behind him and tried to hit me?
Yeah, to take him out.
So is he in any position or something?
He's right in front of you.
Right in front of
me. Yeah.
I think I'm going to try to go...
Meanwhile, Emma's filling with like... She can't quite get her blaster to like...
Get it going, girl!
Cooperate.
What?
You missed. You're like trying to like look at your blaster, see something's wrong with it, because like you kind of missed your first shot.
Oh, yeah. And I never miss.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So it must be the blaster's fault.
If I were to stab him in the neck, that probably wouldn't kill him. Should I go for the eyes again? Because right here, I don't think would kill a droid.
That's it. Yeah.
It's just I want to do the trusty eyeballs.
Yeah.
Trusty old eyeballs. Are you guys Star Wars people?
Yeah.
8.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So.
No, gotta get up.
You kind of like collect yourself, like you like dodge out of the way, and like you kind of just sloppily like throw your dagger. And it does hit him. Roll a d6 for me.
Which one is that?
It's the one that's a regular dice.
Oh.
Damn it!
Just catch it.
Sorry. 4.
Okay, so you hit him and you knock an eye loose.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, ow.
Ow.
Stop that.
Rick's
stop
like,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Stop it. Ouch. Rick's like, good one.
I have a theory. Have we tried to turn Rick into a pickle?
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
My name is R1CK.
R1CK,
yeah.
Pickle
yeah.
version.
Alright.
Okay, so the one
that
you knocked his eyeball loose is number 3.
Correct.
And that's right. So that would be two. If I'm facing down the hallway to my left, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just gonna go. And how far away is he from me?
10 feet.
10 feet. Okay.
And then you see number 4 come up behind him.
Come up behind him.
And he's like,
"Napples."
What's the meaning of this? Like, and he's actually
go away.
He avoids the line of droids and he goes to another lane and starts coming straight for you. Actually.
For me. Four
yes.
is
like
coming
he's
for
facing,
me.
He's directly in front of you.
Okay, so he's directly in front of me. I'm going to use my vibro knife and go for the head.
He's 10 feet away, so you want to go...
Oh, I thought you said he was right in front of me.
I'm sorry,
oh,
he's
okay.
in your line of sight. Like,
okay.
He saw them fighting towards the left, and he was like... kind of like, you know.
So now he's coming towards me.
Yes.
Okay, let's do a head. Let's do a head, quick headshot.
Okay. D20.
Go for it.
2. Why do I always roll? Crap?
So you're all. Boom! And he's all, and he's just continues walking. It just whizzes right by him.
All
it's
right.
Like, wow.
Has he progressed any closer to me?
Yes, he's like 6-7 feet in front of
me. Okay, let's go. Let's go again. Let's aim carefully this time.
The music just probably going in. It was all. Epic.
He's all. It was like whenever Chuck
I'm so bad. One.
Allie, it's your turn.
I tried to take.
Yeah. By this point, there's 2 dead droids. You're right next to Sabé.
I tried to kill a droid and missed both times.
So is the one you aimed at different than the one she was trying to kill?
Yes, that was the one behind it. That was number 4.
Okay.
So number 3 just has an eye.
So
problem.
Number 1 and 2 are gone. They're dead.
1 and 2 is gone. 3 is no. There's no 3's left. He's missing an eye.
Yeah, he's missing an eye.
3's left, he's missing an eye. So it's you, Sabé, and Bumbu all in one place. Right in front of 3, and then 4 is still charging towards, you know, your right, basically.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone being attacked?
Bumbu, yourself, and Sabé are in range. No one's being attacked yet, but depending on what happens with you, you might be attacked.
And Star-Lord's apparently no help. Or what's his name? Starway.
Oh my god.
This is a little more comfortable.
That looks super comfy.
I felt like a
type of felt.
That's
our baby making sofa.
Really?
Yeah.
Careful,
that's the perfect height.
You can see children on that?
Yeah.
It doesn't look very supportive.
Only backwards though.
Declan was kissing on their other couch.
Well, we sold that couch to lesbians.
Oh, dang.
They ain't doing any conceiving on that couch.
Did I?
Well, then they
can
see it as
STDs.
Yeah, there's no water.
Breakfast! Your turn.
Breakfast! So,
just a 3. He's
we're
right
gonna
in front
attack
of you.
3.
Okay.
Like, D20.
Like
8.
9.
Oh, 9.
Okay, and what is your strength at?
Because I can't.
Yeah, say so what's your modifier? For,
I am 100 proof.
What's her, what is her combat abilities at? Or I have it. I have it, I think.
You have it? Her combat? Are you wanting strength?
Hold on.
Oh wait, no. I you have that on your you have this on your phone, your modifier sheet.
3.
So yeah, you like hack through half of him, and he like swings, and he. Oh, he hits you right. He hits you right in the head and knocks you over, and you take 1 point of armor damage, which means you still have 12 points of armor left.
Okay.
So he hits you, and then when you pull your sword out, like he just topples over, like his front half basically breaks. So these droids were in bad shape beforehand, but they're, you know, you can tell, like, it's kind of sad, like they've been doing stuff. You can see like pickaxes, so like they were at their stations and stuff.
Might be a real enemy.
Yeah, and then you hear like steam. You're like you hear, and then you hear.
Vader?
No, it's Jabba.
And then it just stops. There's 1 more. There's 4. And that was that 1 action or 2 for you? That was 2, right? Or was that 1?
Yeah.
That was my 2. First one.
Okay, yeah, so
oh.
There's
right?
1 left. Yeah.
I thought you rolled twice.
Yeah.
Then you hear like what sounds like blaster fire. From somewhere.
Yeah, from down that way.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks exactly like that.
Yeah. You hear what sounds like.
That was perfect.
What sounds like blaster fire is kind of what it sounds like. And it's not quite blaster fire, but it sounds like a gun's going off, basically.
Okay.
So, and then you hear less intruders. You hear less droids saying stuff.
Wait, the less droids saying things?
Yeah, before it was like a constant thing of intruder, stop.
Okay.
Stop that.
Now it's
intruder.
Not.
And now you might hear one. You hear keep hearing shots of something. And you hear intruder.
Dude, someone's
like,
here, bro.
Someone's fighting.
Who is that?
It's IG-88.
Or is it her?
So then you hear, come and help me! Help! Like, it's clearly coming from down, like,
in
the
front
same,
of us?
In front.
So yeah. All we got is four left.
Yeah, now. And four is like...
coming for me because I'm a jerk.
Hi. Like, he's like saying that as
oh,
he's coming
he's saying hi.
So
he's
bad.
He's bad. He's malfunctioning.
Okay.
These droids are in bad shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she has another turn left?
Yes.
Pick up a pick.
By this point, he is parallel with you. He's all high. And he doesn't hit you, but he just like kind of keeps slowly moving forward.
Pickaxe from somewhere around.
I wish I could,
what
like...
do you guys think?
I would just slash him, like try it and reach over and slash him as he's walking by. But he's gonna kill me. He's,
yeah.
gonna, he's going after me.
Oh.
Yeah, he's fixed on him.
Oh,
okay. What is
that?
Sorry.
So I have to attack him. Let's attack.
You could run.
Okay, go ahead and roll your d20.
She's like, I'm on my knees, guys.
It's not
11.
Okay, yeah, so you're right next to him. Roll a... roll a D, roll a D8.
Two.
Okay.
Okay.
So
that's bad.
You like slash your sword and it severs like a hose on his neck and like oil just starts spraying everywhere and he starts going ballistic and he like tries to hit you. And he misses. Like, you, like, dodge out of the way. But, like, then he's, like, kind of charging towards everybody. And you see kind of sparks are, like, sparking. And then he catches on fire.
Whoa, that's so cool.
So he's, like, but he's, like, moving towards you guys.
Oh, God.
He's a fireball.
Yeah,
a
fireball.
Fire. He's Satan himself.
Okay. Your turn.
Kill the fireball. Do we have any water?
I'm going to shoot him in the head.
You, like... you take aim, like, you're more confident.
I fix my blaster.
You shoot him. You shoot him in the same spot that she slashed, and, like, that's on fire. And it makes the fire bigger. And then he, like, is, like, freaking out. He turns to the left. Like, with the... where you guys landed, there was... you could have gone right or left.
Mm-hmm.
So he's coming towards you. He goes towards the right. And he just starts sprinting. He's like, help! Help! And he just explodes.
That's so cool.
Nice.
He blows up.
Thank God.
Yeah, good job.
And then you notice...
it was my blaster earlier, guys. There was something
wrong.
Good job,
Aria. That was my shot.
So then, you don't hear any more droid chatter. Rick, except for Rick. Rick pipes up and he's like, well, that was scary.
I want to...
that was Rick.
Is it an action to say something?
No.
We need to go.
Herc, where are you? What direction are you in? Talk. Yell at us so we know where to go.
That's going to be a perception check.
You said no. should I do that, you guys? Perception check to see where he's at.
Yeah,
I think so.
Like, what direction we need to go in?
Okay, I'll tell you. Since you all are there, you're like, Herc, where are you? And... Starway looks at you, he's like, dude, there's literally only one way we can go.
You shut the hell up. You miss.
Don't be dumb.
So,
yeah, same with your blaster.
I will tell you, like, you just start going down.
Okay.
And you start hearing, he's like, over here. He's like, and then Rick pipes in. Rick's all, oh, there's Herc. You know, so then he kind of, like, gets, you know, he's kind of, like, leading the way. You know?
Okay.
So, I don't want Rick to die. I'm going to let you save your action, and you'll be able to save your next action.
So I'll get to use my action.
Yes.
Okay.
So you guys keep going deeper into the cavern, and you hear, like, again, like, shots.
Oh, God.
And you hear, like, it sounds like people talking. It sounds like people talking, but you can't really quite make out what it is.
It's gonna be people.
And you just hear like, like you just hear like. You guys keep walking, and at the very end, Herc is like chained.
No,
anywhere
to a wall. He's like, oh my God, finally, come help me. And Rick's like, oh hi Herc, there you are. He's like, Rick. Why didn't you come check on me? Like, why didn't you come down here? And Rick's like, sorry, I was scared. Bad guys were down here.
Yes, Rick. Okay.
He's like, Rick, this is your operation here. You know, like, I'm disappointed that you weren't able to keep things, like, under control. Like, untie me now. So you rescue, the party successfully rescues Herc.
Woo!
But he is in bad shape. He's super weak.
Rick informs
he looks like he hasn't eaten
in
a while. He's like, you know.
Can I give him one of my stim packs?
No, he has joined the party, but he is not of no use. So he is a liability at this point.
Yeah,
like, y'all are kind of catching up and talking. And then the lights go out.
Oh, God, I'm scared of the
go.
Dark.
You hear...
oh.
And it's coming closer, and you can see this, like, red light, like, beeping, and it's like, you just hear, intruder.
Oh.
Intruder.
Big boss fight, guys.
Big boss fight, let's do it.
And Herc's like, oh, God. And Rick goes, oh.
Oh no.
So in front of you now, the lights are out and like they're like flickering like on and off.
Bumbo, you're
and it's like
anyone have epilepsy? Or... okay, we're good there.
You get a view and it is a loader droid.
Where is the light? Wow.
A big loader droid.
A loader droid, I need to look
it's
up
like,
that.
Oh, God,
so a loader droid it's like a big like basically
a giant forklift
it's
droid.
Like pretty much.
Yeah.
But he's big. And he's like,
pops tires.
He's basically like, release Herc, you know, basically like, Herc is subject to sight, whatever, yada yada.
Hmm.
Like this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay.
Back.
Oh.
He's like, release Herc or else,
bah.
Whatever, blah, blah, blah. He's basically threatening you guys. He wants you to release Herc.
Okay.
How much do you love your dad?
So.
He's like, on my weakness section.
Shoot him in the crotch.
Can we not leave him?
No.
Wait, hurts your dad?
Unfortunately not.
Her
well,
adopted.
Dad like.
Yeah,
he adopted
me.
Oh.
All right, so is it
okay.
Is it time for me to go?
Yeah. So same thing. It's a battle encounter, and you have the first action.
Nice.
Are you guys going to be irritated if I do a perception check to see if there's anything of use to me in the room?
Extremely.
We could run.
Go for it.
Yes.
Then I definitely want to do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Arya, I freaking hate you.
Yeah, I want to do a perception check to see if there's anything of use to me in the room, like technology-wise, like mechanics-wise.
I'll let you, it'll be just a general perception
check. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, there's rocks down there. It's a 18. Freaking mine.
Yeah,
shut up.
So you notice
yeah,
two things.
Right shot.
Again, you notice there's antennas.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about this before. I wanted to do this before.
There's antennas all over this place.
Okay.
Like in each corner, like every so often, there's antennas.
Shoot them.
So you notice there's antennas, like right where you're at, and you also notice that. It looks like he's been damaged. His stomach is, like, exposed. You can see, like, the inner workings, like...
Okay.
You know.
Dang it, that kind of sucks that... Okay.
What's
go
with
ahead.
The antennas?
Well, we gotta find that out.
She
did one, and then
the
story
one.
Continued, then she did another action.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So I can't even freaking do anything with the antennas.
Yeah, that's what you get for doing a perception check.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, Mr. Great Shot.
Someone had to do a perception check.
Yeah.
So
someone better get some better aim.
So,
you would know to aim for the stomach.
Uh-huh.
He's been, it looks, yeah, so, I mean, he obviously survived whatever happened with all these droids.
Herc did, or the
the loader droid. But, I mean, he looks beat up. He looks damaged. He's not in perfect condition. But he's like, release Herc. Then he starts moving towards you, and he like hits the wall of the mine.
Oh, God.
Hard. It's like,
oh,
release Herc now. Like he hits it, and you hear like stuff crumble.
Oh my
in
god!
In other places.
Oh my god!
We gonna die.
Your turn.
What do you wanna do, Wookie?
Should we just throw Herc back to him? Save ourselves.
Have we tried turning Rick into a pickle?
Yeah, that didn't work either.
It's R1CK.
R1CK into a pickle.
It's right in front of it. Yeah.
Could we?
Nice.
Could you go for his stomach, or?
I feel like he'll murk every one of us if we get too close.
Yeah, but he is damaged.
Yeah,
can we
true.
Just run away?
Can we, let's see, we do a perception check
with
already.
The antennas, uh-huh. The things in the corners.
Would,
could that
would
shut
a
him
general
down?
Perception for her do the same thing as if I did one? Like I have a, well, no, because I already have something in my hands. Am I always holding my axe, or is it on my back? I can't
no,
remember.
It's, you're not always wielding it, but. I mean,
right now you probably
could. Yeah, right now you all kind of got ready for the battle.
I wonder if I can find a pickaxe and throw it out.
You can do a perception check, and I'm not going to say no to that if that's what you want to use one of your actions on. Yes, there is more to perceive.
Well, I have a better perception though, than you do.
Yeah, it's true.
How many hit points does the droid have?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
That is classified.
Fine. Never.
Would I be... Is he close enough? I have athletics.
Oh, yeah.
Is he close enough to where I could maybe get around him?
He's not that much bigger than you. I will tell you that.
Okay.
Oh.
He's a big droid, but he's not that much bigger than
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. I was picturing the Alec and Giant. I think I'm going to attack.
Yeah.
I'll attack with my axe.
Okay.
And
anywhere specific?
Yeah, I'd like to... It's his body where he's injured already. Yeah, I was going to say, I'd like to attack that weak spot.
Okay.
18.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you knock off, you cut his wrist off. But then,
bleed
that
out.
Was your second action, right?
Oh, wait.
No, that was my first.
Okay, what do you want to do next?
So I'm going to swing. I think I'm just going to attack again. Come right back with another swing.
Okay.
I'll go. You think I should go for a leg?
Yeah,
yeah.
Knock him on the ground.
I'll go for a leg.
Uh-oh.
What is that? 9?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you come around the other side and he does the same thing, tries to block your blow, and your axe, like, you hit him and his thing, and then you pull your axe out, and he's just kind of like, he's pissed. So then he tries to hit you and he completely misses.
Oh, thank God.
Thanks, the Lord!
I need that.
Okay.
He's like, let Herc go, and then he takes his bad arm and hits the sidewall again.
Oh, we gotta take this guy out.
Yeah, we do. Okay, so I think because my perception is +6, I need to do that. I want to see if there's anything.
Yeah, see if there's anything else.
Like on the ground that could help
us. Do a perception check on the antennas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we know
more? Investigation.
Yeah. Damn. What's my investigation? +3.
Go ahead. Roll.
Okay. Is this an die 3? 20. Okay. What's up with the antennas? Could they help us in any way?
14.
So you ask Herc, like, Herc, what's going on? Like, what do we do? And he's like, he's like super weak. Like he's the adrenaline's kind of like gotten him.
Okay.
You know, he's like, he just tells you, like, the antennas. Like he just says the antennas. That's all he says. That's all
shake
he says.
Him. That's great. I want to know if the antennas are gonna stop this guy or something.
Nice.
16.
That's a 19.
So you ask Rick. You're like, Rick. What does he mean by, what does Herc mean by the antennas? Should we shoot at these? And Rick says, basically, it's like, well, I didn't even think of that. That should shut down the loader droid, but it could shut me down as well.
We do it.
I'll fix it.
We'll carry him out.
Not Pickle Rick. No, we're not doing anything to Pickle Rick.
Oh, not Pickle Rick.
Can I fix him?
It's not your turn, Arya.
Well, can she fix it?
Well, he is hitting the sidewalls with crap, though.
I mean, he's got to go down. We can always carry Herc and Rick out.
Do we think...
But what if we can't fix Rick?
Well, you know, there's always casualties.
Yeah.
That was your second action, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, we got to keep Rick.
We got to keep Rick.
So, next...
You cannot make an omelet without
the
Rick.
The boss tries to hit... The loader droid tries to hit Bumboo.
What?
What?
The loader droid tries to hit Bumboo.
Dude, somebody help me out.
No.
Roll, come on, Starway.
Roll a d20.
Help me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I swear to God.
You jacking.
Oh, 24. 17.
So, 17. So, he hits you.
All because I'm the one who's going after him.
He hit you, and, like, he knocked you back and knocked you down for 2 points of soak. So you're now down to...
He's down 5 now.
Yeah, you're down 5 points of armor damage.
Just all over by this robot.
Starway, it's your turn. And then he's like, release Herc now. And then he hits the sidewall again.
Bomber.
And you hear stuff is falling. Like, you can't see anything, but, like...
Damn.
Some stuff
we're
is
gonna
happening.
Get trapped in.
Can I do a perception check? If I shoot the antenna, will that... Break Rick.
Can I do? Can I try and perceive that? Or if that's the case, can Arya fix Rick?
Yes, I'll let you do a perception check on that.
Okay. D20?
Yes.
20.
Nice.
So you basically say, like, look, this thing is the mine is coming down around us.
Uh-huh.
We have to turn this thing off. Like, Rick, if it shuts you down, Arya can turn you back on.
Okay.
Your confidence. Like, you take, like, it's a Star-Lord moment. Like, you take the lead. Like, you just do it.
Okay, I'm shooting the antenna.
All right.
If you miss.
I swear to
God. So is it a long shot or a short shot?
It's like, it's right there. Like, right next to, there's one on each side.
So does my gunslinger apply to this then?
Yes.
Okay. Plus one.
I probably could have reached it with my axe.
Yeah.
15.
So you shoot at one, and it completely gets destroyed.
Thank God.
And the loader droid immediately reacts to it, and Rick is like, I'm still here. So he starts, like, throwing his... The loader droid starts throwing his arms around all over the place, and he's thrashing. He starts hitting himself.
Yay.
Like, yay. He's not really damaging. Like, he's hitting himself, and, you know... But he also goes to hit Bumboo again.
Oh. I swear to God.
Oh my God, poor Bumboo!
What the?
And he...
Did you give
her? We all have stim packs, though, so you're...
Yeah, we'll give them to you.
19. It's a 5.
So, whenever you cut his wrist off, it made a jagged piece, and he stabs you.
Of course he does.
No!
Bumboo!
He stabs you for 5 points of soak.
Oh, yes. No.
What do you have against the Wookiee?
And he's like, stop it. Like, stabs you. And you're like, but he only stabs you. He stabs, like, right through the shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, it's flush.
So, yeah, he stabs you and then pulls it out. So it's like a quick thing.
It's
just thrashing around.
I'll make it better.
You have one picture. You have one more action.
Oh, I thought I rolled for a perception check for my first
time. Oh, yeah. So now it's your turn.
Okay.
I got another antenna.
Do it.
Oh, you have a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has Maggie.
Such an asinine name for a sword.
She has really
good.
Hey, she does have really good acrobatics, though.
You know what else I have
good at?
Did I name
the
dagger?
You can't use stealth. It's with stealth with you and flirting with you all the time. What is your guys' problem?
All right, Zara.
So
the mine's coming around, coming down all around.
You gotta make a decision, babe.
Pick me up and run.
Yes.
Pick me up.
Pick me up.
I mean, is there anything I can do?
Go
stealth.
I mean,
can she flash with her knife? Can she ruin an antenna with her knife?
Yeah, so
am I close enough for that?
You could reach. You if you rolled well, you could reach the antenna with your sword.
If I roll.
I would do an acrobatics check. I would do an acrobatics check and say that you want to hit the antenna, and that'll count for both your actions.
What's your acrobatics say?
Plus 3.
You got pretty good.
It's a dexterity check, and she has plus 3 dexterity. So she's
okay.
She has good advantage.
So let's do this. Let's
okay, so you want to try and see if you can like reach it and cut it? Okay.
Can I throw my sword at
you? You can. You can throw your
probably
sword.
Probably be better to swipe it.
So yeah, if you throw your sword, that's one action. But if you do acrobatics and try and hit it, that'll take up both your actions.
That's what I would do.
What was that? This thing keeps going up.
Oh. And like, distance-wise, how far am I from the center?
It's right next, it's right to the right of the robot, of the droid. And it's probably 10 feet in front of you.
Okay.
I'd take it out.
The only thing
now
it's kind of coming together a little bit better. If you jump and you roll bad, that the robot, the cargo droid, could possibly do damage to you.
He's got a spear.
If you roll bad.
Right, but what's our other option?
What's what?
Throw this sword.
Throw this Maggie.
The acrobatics and striking is the safer roll.
Yeah.
Okay, strike, scream, run. Let's do it.
Okay, roll a d20 twice. No.
Four.
Damn it.
4. 44.
What the
that's
heck?
High.
I think
it's weighted.
I think that's
so,
that's not right. My nails?
So you attempt, like, you draw your sword and you start just running. And, like, you try and wall run. Up the,
so cool.
You try and wall run up the thing, and like you swipe at the antenna, and you just barely miss.
Does she scream parkour at all?
Parkour. But you do do like a front flip to like land, but now you're behind the droid.
Oh, now you're behind the droid.
Now you're behind the droid, and he's like swinging around. But he was like tracking you. I'm sorry, you landed behind the droid, but he was like tracking you while you were. While you were running, and now he's facing you. So now his back is to the party.
Thank God, I'm safe.
But now, like, you're...
I distracted him.
Basically, that's basically what ended up happening there.
Okay.
It's always exposed.
But at least Emma would take a shot at it.
Well, you don't wear any pants. I mean,
you just gotta get to the forest.
You're kind of backing away from him. Like, you have your sword running. He's, like, freaking out. Still, he's progressing towards you. So he's moving farther away from the party.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there was a... path up above, like you're starting to like hear things coming down closer to you, and there was a path that was available to you, and you see a giant boulder come down towards the end, like it caves in right there.
Oh, so it blocked our exit.
It blocked one
our
of your paths.
Escapes.
You see it, like the only reason you know it is because like shook thing, and you kind of see a jagged edge. There's a you can still fit through to get to the elevator.
Do you guys
okay,
say...
so it's Arya's turn now.
Oh, sorry.
Take out the other antenna.
Yeah, I'll take out the other antenna.
Okay,
roll
a d20.
Freaking.
Hey, I just want to say I rolled a pretty good roll last time, so don't suck.
So did I. I rolled a
44. Praise to the dice gods.
So
I rolled so much better than you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, yeah, you take aim and you shoot it, and it... As soon as you shoot it, he, like, stops and just freezes.
Yeah.
And Rick's like, thank God. Let's go.
Oh, Rick is going.
Yay, Rick is good.
Is Rick okay because she reprogrammed him?
No, he was okay.
That you could say that. He was never going to be affected because the antenna is for the rotor droid.
Oh, okay. So if I would have shot the antenna beforehand, the boss would have been already dead. Why did I not shoot the antenna when
I
first saw it?
I was like, someone asked about the antennas. You're like, no, fight the droids, man. Like,
I was like,
then it's risk or reward because you're like, oh, well, obviously these antennas must be for the droids, and when nothing happens, same thing.
All right, okay. No one cares.
I'm going to punch you in your sword tip.
Sword tip.
All right, so after that, Perk's like, we got to go. So the party, you still have one action. The party is running, and as they're running, behind them, like, stuff is coming down behind you. Like, you barely made it. You get through, and Rick, R1CK, is like, oh, no. Oh, no. He's, like trying to keep up with you guys.
Oh, no.
And you all make it on the elevator and hit it, and then he, like, in his programming, like, he decides to jump, and he grabs onto the elevator. And he's like, you all basically all try and pull him up, but he almost doesn't make it.
Near miss.
Yeah.
R1CK.
Basically.
Aww.
So you get up to the surface. You get up to the surface. You pass the first level, and it's stuff's coming down all around that, too. And you start to feel like the elevator wobble. And you notice that there's a bunch of dead droids. People that got to see it, you know, that middle level, there's a bunch of dead droids that weren't there before.
Mm-hmm.
So you come up there, and you try and run away from the thing, and like it's, you get to solid ground basically.
Okay. Home free.
But then, it's like, oh god, finally. Then Emma looks up, and like Arya looks up.
Wow.
Once the dust settles.
You call yourself a DM.
Once the dust settles.
Dick master liar.
And Arya sees a Bantha.
A bear.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, how does everyone know what that is except for me?
And then...
A bantha?
Yeah, you're like... And then it registers what that is.
Oh, shoot.
And you hear...
Tusken Raider!
A Tusken Raider comes up right behind you, and he hits you.
Basically.
He hits you hard...
Hits me hard?
Yeah, he comes up with the gaffy stick and hits you directly in the head for 5 damage, and you tumble. He knocked you on the ground. You get, like, you're at disadvantage. Because you're on the ground.
Yeah, I like this color.
So cute.
Nutcake.
I'd like to...
And he's like hovering over you going like...
I'd like to pull my rifle out and shoot him.
Yeah.
Twist me from the back.
I would imagine.
I don't know. I've never seen one underneath
the
ropes.
Twist it from the back.
Is it like Scottish people?
Nice.
They're naked
so
under the ropes?
So roll for damage.
Is that
D8? Yeah, that'll be the D8. Or no, that'll be the D12. No. Yeah, I'm sorry. You should have been using that one this whole time.
This whole time for damage?
For your rifle, yeah. Sorry.
7.
Yeah, so you shoot him right through the throat.
Yes!
And he's all, and he just falls over.
Yes!
For my third action, I'd like to take his bantha.
So now she's like, everyone's like, Arya, are you okay? And you're like, I'm fine. It all happened so fast. So everybody gets up and starts running towards the dewbacks. And they're like trying to like steal them. And you notice there's 5 Tusken Raiders.
Okay.
Two of them have rifles. I'm sorry, 3 of them have rifles.
Oh,
okay. 2 of them have gaffy sticks.
Rip his head off, Jake.
How many?
Well, Jake's like dying.
5. Gaffy sticks are long, right? Like staffs?
Well, they're shorter.
They're
probably
like
it's 2
like a,
feet.
It's like a club.
3 feet.
I'm just tired of getting hit.
Get used to it.
Tough it up.
Can I...
Can you see that
one
again?
Probably not. Can I intimidate him? Can I intimidate a Tusken Raider?
Well, yeah, Tusken Raiders are easily startled.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try doing an intimidation.
Okay.
Try to
That's a really smart move, in my opinion.
Oh.
D20, right?
Yep.
What is that? Is that 19? Yeah, it's a 19, right?
So, like, you're kind of pissed and you're bleeding. Like, you're kind of sick of all this. You let out like a roar. Like,
that's not a yell. This is a
like,
a
this
roar.
Is like a roar.
This is like, I'm in pain and that.
And run away.
Oh, nice. Okay. That was a
so
good one.
That makes the Tusken Raiders like realize, like, oh crap. Like, the Banthas just take off.
Nice.
But it makes the Dewbacks like kind of freak out too. Like, you really,
no.
Like, everyone could feel it. Like, you know, in their chest. It was like a lion.
Sit. Stay. Just like that.
A bantha.
Whoa.
That was a rare African barking spider.
Yeah.
I can't believe
you did. I don't know what was funnier, like the fart or her laugh that she let out. Like, that was the funny thing. It was super freaking hilarious. All right. So, but one of the Tusken Raiders takes aim at you. And shoots you.
Shoots on you.
For 4 more damage.
Why do I feel like I'm
the
only one attacking stuff?
Shoots you in the left shoulder, the same one you got stabbed in, goes right through you. And pierces you.
Why
are
you getting beat up so bad?
4.
Everyone hates him.
I have no armor left.
No armor left?
And you can
see.
Say how close we are.
They missed it all.
None are within melee distance, I will tell you that.
I'm going to do a perception check. So not melee.
You can move and then hit someone.
So I think I look
where you're at. You're all of you are right there. You're all right here. 2 in front of you. This one shot you and got you. One here, one here.
I'll move to attack with my axe.
Okay.
But you're dying.
The one right in front of you.
Yeah.
Take his head off.
Should I go for the head?
Yeah, you should go. Yeah.
So,
nothing
but
else
Jake,
I can do, though.
Jake has.
You should go for the head.
You took 5 points of damage in the mine, and then you took 4 more points, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're
okay,
dead.
Okay, so what's 13 minus 9? 4?
Yeah.
And
so you have
4
armor. You have 4 armor points left.
Oh, I still have armor left.
Yes, you
oh.
still have armor.
I was thinking I... You know,
take his head off.
Okay, then
yeah,
I'm going to move for sure then, and I'm going to go...
Oh, that's amazing.
I want to go bot.
Ooh, you feel that?
Just because the body, if I don't roll well.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I want to go for like a body because then if I don't roll well, I might still have a chance to hit.
Do some stuff.
Good point.
So
yeah.
Rick is like, oh dear, please kill them.
Yes, Rick.
Yeah. I'm
yeah, Rick,
I'm
obviously.
Exactly.
You want to hit one?
Aria, don't yell at the droid.
Sorry.
Rick,
it's sorry. Just a droid. Sorry. I'm just scared.
I understand, Rick.
Hey,
it's okay, son.
So so you kind of do the same thing you did before. You like try and do like a wind up to like hack through it, but you completely mess. The Duskan Raider like jumps out of the way.
Dang, wow, what a douche.
At least you're not hurt.
Your turn.
Right. Okay. So they're all in front of me. I'd have to run up and melee somebody.
So yeah, you're all clustered at the bottom of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
There's two in front of you, three rifles in the back.
There's probably not much to perceive in this situation.
No, this is, you gotta fight.
Right.
Nothing, there's nothing you can use to your
What's
advantage.
My athletics?
Plus one, I think.
Yep. How do I have
and
a plus
three? And he went after one with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And so
a stick.
Oh,
a stick.
Is there any closer to me or?
Yeah. So there's the one that Jake hit on the left.
Okay.
And there's the other one on the right. Like, he's like kind of moving towards you guys, but nothing significant has happened.
The one on the right.
They're the same distance.
Does the one on the right have a gun?
He has a gaffy stick.
Okay. Then I'd like to roll like with my athletics and like try.
Thank you.
For the neck, throat, I'm just going to like freak. What is that?
11.
Could have been worse.
So, you like try and do the same thing, like you lunge to attack and he like completely dodges your attack.
Yes.
What if you tried to flirt with him?
Well, the
Tuscan
Raider,
I don't
think, no, they're not.
I don't think they do that.
I see them like the Death Racky.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So am I on the ground? I'm sorry.
No, you got up and like you're like trying to.
I think I should just try to attack again, and I want to go straight for throat, shoulder area.
Okay.
Got him right.
Three.
No, oh, I'm dead.
So.
I kill myself.
Dead. Okay, yeah, so
I died.
You kind of like clash with each other, like you try to swipe at him, he blocks it, and like you're just kind of fighting at this point.
Okay.
So Sebae and the right Tuscan Raider are fighting right now.
Okay.
They are locked in combat, but no one has taken any damage.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
So after that, the middle Tuscan Raider takes aim at Kyle Starway.
You're just lying silent.
Shoots his rifle and misses.
Okay.
Why did
but
you
the
name
other...
yourself Kyle?
I've always...
You always have a monster with you, too?
That... No.
Literally me, the night.
Kyle Starway.
The other two Tuscan Raiders. The other...
Why'd you name yourself Aria?
Because I like it.
The other two...
Because I like it.
It sounded sexy.
Okay, that's a cool hoodie. Where'd you get that?
That's Allie's.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's
all right.
Really cool.
All right.
I'm sorry.
The Tuscan Raiders are all shooting at you, and they miss everybody. No one gets
hurt. Okay.
You.
Okay.
Thank
yeah.
God.
The other one, the one that was in front of Jake. Jake is now locked in combat with the other one. He's like trying to fight him, and like they're so. Sebae and Bumbu are now sparring with the two Gaffy Stick. Two Gaffy Stick Tuscan Raiders.
How far away is the Tuscan Raider that is attacking Sebae from me?
They are like 10 feet in front of you guys.
10 feet in front of me?
Yeah.
So that I could use a gunslinger trait for this.
Correct.
Or for the Wookiee, because the Wookiee is...
I'm gonna perceive...
Can you remind me what that trait is?
Range short.
Oh,
plus one, wisdom.
Okay. And what's your wisdom now?
My wisdom now
is zero.
Is plus two.
No.
Okay, got it.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna perceive if I try and take a shot at the Tuscan Raider that's attacking Sebae. What's the likelihood I would hit her instead? Can I perceive that?
So I will let you take aim.
Let me take aim
to try and calculate whether or not you really want to shoot at them.
But that's an action?
Yes.
That's an action.
I will let you...
Oh my gosh, that TikTok's so cool.
Yeah, Allie made it.
I just saw that.
I will let you take aim to have advantage. I will let you take aim to have advantage to try and hit the Tusken Raider that's fighting Sabe.
We gotta get a shirt for you.
I have a design.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the shot.
Okay.
You're gonna take the shot?
I'm gonna take the shot.
Okay.
You can do it, Kyle.
Come on,
Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
Star
Lord. You can do it.
Five.
You can
five.
Yeah, right.
You can't see the dice.
So.
Well, that's a 15, Kyle.
Shut up. So you shoot in the general direction of Sabe and the Tusken Raider. Completely miss both of them.
Thank God.
But Sabe's like, do not shoot at me.
Allie, it's your turn.
No. You.
Oh, you let me take advantage. I thought you wanted that.
Oh, you wanted that to be
advantage?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were just shooting at it.
Oh, I thought that went
hand
in hand.
Well, I mean, this roll, you can have another action if you want. It doesn't matter either way.
He's
okay.
Taking advantage.
Because you didn't say, oh, yeah, I take aim. You know.
Oh, I thought that was given. It's done now, but whatever.
She's like, do not shoot at me.
You
I'm just
bastard.
Helping. Just trying to help.
She's like, find your own.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Tusken
Raiders.
How far are the ones with the rifles?
They're like another 15 feet behind you. And they're reloading their rifles.
Oh, shit.
All three of them.
There's no way I can make that shot.
Three of them?
I mean, maybe.
15 feet? You can't shoot someone from 15 feet?
That's 25 feet. They're 15 feet behind
them.
Okay,
gotcha.
Yeah, they're kind of like...
And you have a pistol or
pistol.
What?
And they're kind of using like the dewbacks as like cover a little bit. Like they're behind them.
I mean, 25 feet isn't that far.
It's not.
That's like...
That's more your rifle.
What are you going to do, Kyle Starway?
I guess let's take aim at one of the reloading Tusken Raiders.
All right.
Because there's only two other ones and they're both in combat with
them.
Don't
shoot the dewbacks.
Correct.
Yeah.
Jeez, where are the dewbacks?
They're hiding behind
them.
They're
hiding
like
behind
them. The riflemen are behind your dewbacks.
So
they're
screw
using them for
that.
Cover.
They're using our dewbacks for cover?
They're
smart.
They're just, they're like basically like behind them.
They know what they're doing.
Damn it. Okay, we're gonna continue on with the action. I'm gonna take aim. Nine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you try and shoot, let's say the middle one, and you completely miss.
Okay. Allie, you're up.
Yes, finally. You get to use your stealth.
Yeah.
You know that's what I'm going to do.
Plot twist, they see you and shoot you.
I have something prepared if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
So what's your stealth move? What do you want to do?
What do you guys think I should do?
I would say circle around and try and flank the rifleman.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like flanking.
Correct.
I would do a general stealth check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So roll a
D20.
Okay. That's what we were thinking.
A one. You roll a one.
I quit.
Roll again for your second action.
Okay.
An 11.
1-1.
Okay. 11.
So, after all this fighting, you guys realize that Zara, what's your name, right?
Zara.
Has been missing this whole time. Go ahead and roll a D12.
Did we leave her behind?
Oops. We suck. Why do I suck?
So, Zara Zuka comes out of nowhere and hits the left Tusken Raider, like, right in its, like, Achilles heel, and it drops to the ground.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she snuck around.
Yeah.
While everyone was, like, not paying attention, snuck around and flanked. And hit the left rifleman. So Zara now, though, in between the middle rifleman and the left rifleman.
Okay.
Zara has been between the middle and the left.
Yeah,
okay.
Like she's right. He's like, it's like a triangle.
And she
like,
knocked
boom,
down
boom,
the
boom.
Left one.
Yeah, like she slit one's Achilles heel and it just dropped to the ground. It's all.
Oh, she slit his Achilles heel?
Yes, she
and
hit him.
That wasn't the one I was fighting, was it?
No.
Yeah, so.
That was the quickest turn ever.
Sabe, well, that made sense. Like we added
oh,
up
cool.
all of your. Yeah, that was cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
That sounds freaking dope.
All right.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Wait, was that two for turn?
Yeah, I let her roll for stealth
okay.
twice and then damage once. So if you would have rolled like an eight there, mm-hmm. you would have killed him.
So, but he's pretty much.
She just gone right up the back of the cat.
Now the other two Tusken Raiders, like, they're still trying to reload the rifles, and now they're looking at Zaratsuka.
Okay. Where am I in conjecture with everything? Like,
you're on the platform with Starway.
So are we elevated above every?
Barely. Like, you're kind of like looking down. Like, it was kind of like a, you know, yeah. Like, you're kind of overlooking the situation, but it's not much.
Okay. Well, I think I should take a shot. Let me look at my thing. I'm not gonna. Was it fun? How far are the dewbacks from us?
The dewbacks are like 15 feet. Like, I don't know, like 20 feet in front of you.
Okay. Because the
riflemen are directly behind
right
them.
Behind the dewbacks. Can I, since I have high animal handling, can I...
Ooh!
Actually, never mind. I was going to say, can I whistle at one of the dewbacks to, like, kick or something?
Call the dewback.
No, try and get it to move out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have them move so that we got to...
Yes. I can't whistle, but...
You could do that.
She does a special dewback call.
Yeah.
The only problem is you parked him there.
Like, oh,
so they're stuck.
That's what the whole thing was. The Tusken Raiders are trying to
get
them
off. Do I have
a clear
shot at one of the guys? Or are they very hidden behind the dewbacks?
No, they're not hidden. But okay. You can see them.
I have a clear shot.
Yes.
I'm not going to get... All right. I'm just going to take aim.
Okay.
And...
The three riflemen are reloaded by this point.
I want to shoot the one in the middle.
Okay. Roll a d20.
Actually, I want to shoot the one farthest from Zara. So the
right
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a d20.
Come on, titty. Come on. Damn it! What?
You guys are having the worst rolls ever tonight.
It's terrible.
So yeah, same thing. Like you're kind of shaking. Like you're nervous.
No, it's the blaster.
No, you're nervous.
Definitely.
You like it's you, Arya.
I mean, like you like completely just like fumble and like shoot completely and like it goes way off in the distance.
You literally, it would have been better for you to just take the blaster and throw it.
Oh, your name, Starway. You would know, wouldn't you?
I would.
Mr. Behind the Back Shot.
Oh, shots fired.
I feel like my only option at this point is to try.
In my defense, I actually didn't decide to do that. It was decided for me. So.
Yeah, uh-huh,
sure. I'd love to like do like a running jump on one of the dewbacks and like get on one of them, but their guns are loaded.
Yeah.
Kirk and Rick are talking. Rick's like, you think we'll make it out of this? Herc's like, not a chance.
Absolutely not.
Hey, both
for
of you,
sure
shut
not
up.
Surely not.
All right.
He's going to shoot again.
Yeah. I mean, what's my other option?
No.
That's what
you
I'd
know?
Say.
That's what I was going to say. Do it, girl.
17.
Oh, right,
there
so
you go.
You're not sure of yourself? Roll a d12.
6.
So you take aim at the right one, and he takes aim at you. So you both shoot at the same time.
Oh.
His bullet, I mean, you shoot at the same time. You hit him, like, right in the heart, basically.
Yeah.
And he just, like goes flying. But he shoots you in the face. In the cheek. And, like, a bullet gets lodged in your cheek. And you take...
Shit.
You take 9 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
He shot you right in the head.
Meanwhile, we're all
screaming. He rolled a 20.
Oh, a 20 and an 11.
A 20
Ooh.
And an 11.
Holy crap.
So,
is
so
he... Oh my
I'm going to have such a badass scar on my cheek, though.
So,
yeah.
That's going to be really cool.
It's going to be hot.
So, Arya Moonlight...
I, like, start crying
takes,
internally.
Arya Moonlight takes 6 points of hit point damage. And is left with 4 HP. She is in bad shape. Like,
oh.
She's, like, grabbing her cheek and she's bleeding bad.
So you have nothing to complain about.
She has 4 HP left.
And
crap.
We can't do anything.
But she did kill the other Tusken Raider.
So one's down?
One's down. One's dead. One's dead, and then
down.
Two are basically looking at Allie.
And you're in combat still.
And so am I.
Oh, that's right.
And like Kirk comes over to Arya, and he's like, Arya, like, are you okay?
No.
Daddy!
Basically.
Yes.
So I'm engaged with a different one right now.
You're engaged with the one, the first guy. You guys have been fighting.
Oh, yeah, what's her name?
Yeah, you didn't know her name.
Oh,
all right, I'm gonna take this mofo out.
Yeah, do right. it.
Kill shot.
Yep.
He's upset because he saw his friend get shot.
I'm going for the head.
Yeah. Right.
You better let out a battle cry for 17. For my sake.
Nice. Right. Yeah. So you. I mean, like, you're kind of, you've been kind of fatigued this whole time, but you're, like, fighting, like, sparring. Like, you've gotten a few good hits on each other. He tries to hit you with the Gabby stick, and you catch it, and then rip his arm out of his socket, and then beat him to death with it.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Like, you, like, take a bite out of his arm and, like, spit it out.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's awesome.
Hell.
Yeah. Blood just dripping
yeah,
from
the other Tusken Raiders, but then you hear like,
oh shit,
horses,
and you see he was one of the Bantha leaders, and they're connected. It's like an avatar, so that Bantha comes in and just starts thrashing.
Oh my god! Come on, give us a break.
Hold on. So when that happens, the other one that she's fighting, like. It's like, so it gets the attention of the other ones, the other two, and they're kind of like, oh no. That Bantha comes in and starts trying to, like, thrash around in the area of Zara and the other two.
Okay.
And, like, the Tusken Raider riflemen are, like, really scared. They're like, they holster their guns and, like, they're, like, trying to, like, whatever, you know, like, make it be calm.
So, in other words, their focus is not on us.
They are not focused on Zara at this point.
Okay.
So, how far am I from them now?
You're about 15 feet away from this whole thing happening.
Would stealth do me any good?
Yeah, everyone just kind of stops.
I got plus four.
Everyone just kind of stops. Right, and no one's fighting anymore. Well, and like, as the Bantha is like, rah, like it's freaking out.
Right.
So.
And I'm like,
what? It depends. What would you want to do with stealth?
I guess maybe I wouldn't necessarily need to use stealth because I was just thinking about getting up behind one of them.
Behind
the
rifleman?
Yeah.
We'll put you in the way of the Bantha.
Or am I not in that position to do that?
I mean, you could if you wanted to, but I'm telling you, this Bantha, they are trying to get this Bantha under control.
We could
run. It's freaking out.
She's dying. Run toward you.
They are not concerned with any of you.
We can leave.
Oh, that's a good point.
We can leave. We can freak out.
Can I ask this, would this be a like, perception check? Can I, if we...
Dude, that was nuts. What did you just do?
And she was by our do-back,
yeah,
right?
She was by.
What's that?
She's by our dewbacks. So that means
she's by the
dewbacks.
They walk right past her and they're like trying to get this Bantha under control. So Zara, like, she's like, what the heck's happening? You know. So yeah, I mean, there's a couple dead Tusken Raiders and
can we loot the dead?
You can.
Just
for a second. Yeah, you can. Really? The one that you were fighting, or the one that the one that you were fighting. He, like, knocks you down, though, and he runs away.
Okay. He's not after the Bantha thing?
No,
he just ran.
He runs away.
Oh, God. I think I should move towards the dewbacks?
I think we all need to leave.
Yeah, the dewbacks are freaking out.
She's dying.
Yeah.
Do we have that option?
Right.
Can we just hop on and ride off?
The
can
entire...
Go? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, she probably won't be able to walk, right?
Yeah, she's on the verge of death.
I'll move to her then.
Okay.
Like, pick her up.
Okay, so you basically pick her up.
Yeah.
Was that your second action?
Yeah, pick her up. Yeah, that's your second action.
Oh, yeah. I guess we have, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
does the entire team want to take a action to say you're going to try and move towards the Banthas?
I say we try to
move towards the Dewbacks.
I say we try to run.
I agree with that.
Okay, so you realize you only had enough. You only had enough dewbacks.
Damn it.
For you. So
well,
someone's gonna
ride.
Be someone's gonna be left behind.
No.
There's gonna be two people left behind.
Oh.
But I can
now
die.
You have now. You, no, no, no. There's only.
Rick is done.
There's only five people.
Why can't he sling me over the front of his?
There's only five people because it's too heavy. You have Herc too. You have Herc and Rick. You have
well,
two additional.
Herc can go on someone else's.
Herc can go.
There's not enough room for all of you to ride. Is what I'm trying to tell you.
Why?
So you have to make a decision. Who is gonna have like who is gonna ride, and who is gonna walk?
Wait, but can a couple of us take a Bantha?
No. There's no taming.
I think
you could have tamed the Bantha, probably, but you're dying.
I'll walk.
Wait, well, I was gonna say, I don't think anyone who's been damaged should. So
I
is it getting
no
dark
damage.
Outside?
The two sisters could walk so that they could bond and
that's
learn
what
about
I was thinking.
It's daytime still. Like you guys got there super early in the morning.
Yeah.
It's like 11 a.m.
Alright, I'll walk. I'll stay behind.
Okay.
The only thing about that, though, is you guys also don't have a whole lot of armor or HP, right?
We don't have any weapons either.
I
have the sword. Like, we have no guns.
Daggers.
So wouldn't it be better for them to ride?
Yeah, I was going to say, why, me and Rick walk. Because I have full armor.
You have, oh, yeah. And Rick, I forgot.
And Rick is a droid.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I wanted to do. I shouldn't pick you up yet.
I'm a walker.
What did you want
to
do? I wanted to loot the raiders.
Yeah, of course you did. You're thinking like
so,
Red Dead.
If I'm understanding this correctly, you want to put Arya, Herc, Zara, Sabe,
and Bumbu.
And Bumbu on a dewback. And you and Rick want to walk.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk with you?
So,
I still have four armor and four health.
No, you've been
we probably need you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is fine. Like, this is a good decision. Okay, so this is what happens. Everyone puts their guns away.
Oh, God.
The raiders start to get the Bantha under control.
Oh, no.
You guys slowly work your way over to the dewbacks, unstable them. you unstable them, and, like, the raiders and you, like, just kind of come to, like, an impasse. Like, okay. This is going to be bad if we keep fighting. Because, like, this thing, whatever. So, you just leave. They just let you leave.
Huh. That's unheard of.
But then in the distance...
Oh,
you
come
see,
on!
You see... You
oh,
see... Gosh. The two with the gaffy sticks...
That ran away.
Those were their Banthas. He went and got his... And he's, like, just kind of coming towards you guys.
Oh, God.
And he sees, like, you've been walking for a little bit. You're not, like, the dewbacks aren't speeding ahead or anything. You're all kind of staying together and carrying him.
Okay, thank goodness.
But you see him coming towards it, and, like, he just kind of looks at you guys. And he just keeps walking. He especially looks at you. He's basically, like, you know, like, yeah, we almost killed each other. And he just, well, you guys just walk away.
Don't you know I'm
a nun? So the party successfully extracts Herc and acquires Rick as a party member.
Woo!
So by the end of the day, you get back
yeah.
to... So here's what happens.
Mm-hmm. I know what that is.
You get back to Mos Shuda, and, like, the Gamorreans immediately let you in, and you've been gone just for a couple of days. Like, hasn't taken that long. You basically a full 24 hours you were gone. And you didn't stop. Y'all are tired. Herc's like he's like, you know, Herc looks like he's on the verge of death, basically. And so does she, you know.
Oh,
you
God.
All kind of patched her up and, like, helped her and stuff. But you go back to, you know, it's like, we're not going to wake Teemo. Like, you go back to Shantytown. You rest. Everyone reacquires full HP and full armor.
Awesome.
We'll make a pony. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Arya wakes up.
Herc's
can I
have, like, a big scar like this?
Sure.
You're
going to have
it.
You will have eventually have a scar from your wound.
Yeah. But right now it just looks like...
Yeah, right now it's just swollen and it looks... I mean, you look like...
You look like the Viking
you look
girl.
Like, you look like, so, you wake up the next morning. You make breakfast, and Herc's like, oh, I'm feeling much better. Like, we probably better go tell Tima. If you want to ask Herc any questions, now's the time. Because you all didn't say anything. Like, you realize you almost just died multiple times.
And, the hell were you thinking, Herc? You almost got me killed!
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
what happened with the droids?
What the hell was all that about?
So, what had happened, he tells you, I went to go make a routine check, just like I always do for Timo. And Rick here was hiding. Like, Rick was hiding on the top floor because something had happened. Something had happened, like, to where there was a virus. There was a virus that was uploaded to these droids. He's like, now, but that shouldn't make sense. That would mean that someone had to have infiltrated and literally either infected one droid or they infected all of them separately. So someone had to have done this to where they all malfunctioned at the same time.
Ooh, mystery.
Mystery.
Side quest achieved.
Exactly. So.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, basically. And he's like, you know that this is the Black Sun. Like, it's the Black Sun's mining facility, and him and Timo. Black Sun and Timo are, like, teaming up on this thing.
Is he black?
I don't get it.
The Black Sun?
Oh. The minute her joke is what
so, anyways, he's like, I don't know what happened. He's like, I just know that, like, they took me in as a guest, and they thought they were helping me, and then they just started killing each other.
Oh, my God.
It's like, they tied me up. He's like, Rick would, you know, for a while, Rick was sneaking down. He's like, for a while, Rick was sneaking down to give me food through the loader bay, basically, the loader droid bay. But then he stopped bringing me food, and he looks at Rick, and he's like, Rick, why did you stop bringing me food? And he's like, I don't remember. And then you realize Rick was one of the first droids you found. He was damaged, which Emma fixed him. So he doesn't remember what happened. He just knows that evidently he probably got caught trying to bring Herc food or help him.
Okay.
And he got his mind wiped.
And he got his memory wiped.
Look, it's like, a live picture of Kyle and Bumbo.
Like, oh my God.
Basically.
Bumbo.
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 So,
Bumbo. Oh, is it really Bumbo?
Yeah, it's Bumbo.
Oh, Bumbo.
Not
okay.
Bimbo.
After
Bimbo.
All that, got anything else you want to ask Herc?
Didn't he do something with the Huns?
Later? The Huts.
Or, yeah, the Huts.
Well, yeah, we're going to probably get to that.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if no one wants to ask Herc or Rick, you can ask Rick questions if you would like, but you basically realize, like, Rick says, well, I guess I'll stay here. And you're like, no, come on, meet Timo. He's like, I don't want to. I want to stay here. So, Rick is going to be your home base droid.
Okay,
cool.
So, you, after talking to Rick, like, you realize he can help with repairs. He can help repair equipment. He can forge things.
That speeder in the junkyard.
He can do things
yes.
for you. He can idly do things for you.
Okay.
Awesome.
But he needs repairs. He's in bad shape, too.
Arya's feeling better.
Yeah.
So.
I'll fix him.
Like, Herc, as you're all talking and you're like, I'll figure this out, it's like, wow, that's crazy. Everyone make sure, like, you make sure you put your HP back to where it was.
When we started?
Yeah. Also,
HP and armor?
HP and armor is back to where it started. Also, the entire team at this point in time needs 100 experience points to level up. The entire team receives 50 experience points.
Yay!
Okay.
Sweet.
We're halfway there.
Halfway there.
And we can gain those two more, like, by things we do, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, then you hear...
Don't answer it!
Who is it?
Another
no Jehovah Witness
door.
Here.
Not interested. You're
knocking, like similar to the first time.
Of course.
So Herc's like, I got it. Herc goes to the door, and you see Layla and her personal Gamorrean guard, and she's like, "Let's go."
Oh God.
So you load up in the speeder. You all get in there.
Did we get paid?
Not yet.
You go to team. She's like, "There's a matter." She's like, "There's a matter of your payment."
Okay.
I don't know. That's
so you go to Tino's palace.
It's a lie.
You're like being led through, and like people that are there like are like looking at you because they knew you were leaving, and like they're surprised to see you. So Layla turns around and is like, "Herc, like
right.
I hope that we can trust you to like do the. I hope we can trust you." She says, "I hope we can trust you to do the right thing."
Oh God. I knew it.
What?
So.
Yeah.
Herc leads you in there. Tino's like, hey, how's it going, guys? Good to see you. Can't believe you made it. This is great. Hey, Herc, you're alive. I was shocked. Like, he's like, did you get any information about what happened? And Herc just says, I took care of it. He's like, so Teemo says to her, Teemo goes, so it's
true.
It's done. There's no trace of it. He's like, Herc looks at Teemo and says, unfortunately, the facility was destroyed, but yes, there's no evidence.
They did. Virus. What?
So.
Who's got height insight?
I do. I have plus 5.
So, do you want to say anything? Does anyone want to say anything or speak up?
Hang on. Let me see what my...
Kyle, speak for the team.
Herc,
yeah.
Did you do this?
Herc just like, Herc's been pretty jovial this entire time. He doesn't really like you that much. He just turns around and gives you a look. And,
my intent's plus 6.
He intimidates you. And he's like, you need to not talk. And...
Herc! Father!
He's like, get away from me. Like, talking to him. He's like, talking to Teemo and her. You know, they're kind of talking, and y'all are kind of being silent. And Teemo goes, well, you guys passed the test. And I told you this would be, like, a really crazy, you know, your reward would be crazy. You know, like, it'd be an amazing reward. I promise I'd make it worth your while. Your reward is actually the fact that you get to now fight for your lives. So... A bunch of Gamorrean guards that all got, like, as you were coming in, there were more Gamorrean guards, like, coming in.
We just got played.
Yeah,
Teemo says, seize them.
Just to save freaking Herc.
They confiscate your weapons. They confiscate your weapons, and they take you into custody.
What the hell is happening?
Babe,
so,
I don't like this. This is not how I pictured my
It's Tatooine.
That's not how I pictured
my
doctor.
I don't like Tatooine.
You said they
did
seize us.
So as you're like kind
of
being taken away, as you're kind of being taken away, like Herc looks sad. Like Herc looks sad.
I flip him off.
But you're dealing with, like the most dangerous and manipulative Hutt within, like, a... Basically, he's, like, as well-known as Jabba. Like,
okay.
he's a bad... He's, like, one of Jabba's captains, basically. So, you're being loaded into this room or whatever, and, like, you're kind of fighting.
I just want a moment.
You want a moment?
Yeah, I want that when they're taking me away. I just want to be like, Herc! And he just looks at me.
So, yeah, like...
And I'm one tear, and he just, like, turns around.
No, that's not what happens.
That's what I pictured.
So, you're, like, all kind of fighting, like, oh, like, whatever. And he's like, all right, yeah. He's like, this is gonna... He's like, you guys will have the opportunity to fight for your lives. It's gonna be great. And he turns to Herc, and he says, so your contact in the arena is going to, you know, like, you trust them. And Herc says yes, without a shadow of doubt. He's like, and you can keep this group under control. On the way to the arena. He says, yes. He's like, good. He knocks you guys all out. And then Arya catches a glimpse of him kind of like looking sad. Like he looks like he's about to cry.
I'm not okay with this.
So,
I'm wondering if...
Oh, sorry.
Is it
fine?
So you wake up the next day.
God.
Meanwhile, Rick's like... he's like just sweeping, you know? Wonder where the team is.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? You know? So I guess like an apron on, like, you know.
Prepared a lovely dinner.
So you wake up and you all have collars on.
Oh, like
that. And all of your armor's gone. All of your possessions are gone. You wake up in like a dank, like dirty cell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear like what sounds to be like a bunch of people talking. Like a ton of people.
Black
so,
area.
After a while, you're kind of talking, like, talk amongst yourselves.
What the hell's going on?
What's with your freaking dad?
Yeah, what's with your dad,
Arya?
You
guys, I'm almost wondering if he is trying to play Tito. What's his name?
Teemo.
Yeah.
What if he's trying to play Tito?
Are we
going
to have to fight each other?
What if Herc has a plan?
Are they going to make us fight each other?
So, obviously, there has... Teemo has to be planning a turf or a gang war between the Hutts and the Black Sun. That's the only thing that makes
Who's
sense.
The Black Sun?
They're
the
like
one...
the Illuminati.
Yeah.
They have to be.
Have we already talked about the Black Suns?
He just did.
He said, yeah, our friends, the Black Sun, we have a joint mine that is, you know, mining this ore, basically. And now that mine's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah, true.
Huh. I mean, either way, we're going into, like, some sort of fighting game.
So, if you have something to say, like, wrap it up.
Okay. Love you guys. Let's try our best.
Let's see what's going on, I guess.
So, the Morian guards get you guys up and push you out into a giant arena. And it's, like, huge.
Wow.
Massive. So, it's like, all right, everybody, in the left corner, we have Teemo's prized fighters.
Oh, God. The
jewel of Matsuda. And, like, everyone's like, boo, like, throwing stuff at you, like, everything. Everyone's pissed. And then in the right corner, we have the Jewel of the Black Sun. Everyone like yeah,
oh,
God. You know, like
agree.
Roaring.
So
applause.
We're in the opposite stage.
And you see,
yeah.
You can't really see anyone. Like you can't see who it is, but you just see like a bunch of people come out in the opposing ring, and they already have weapons.
Oh, what the hell, Teemo?
What the hell?
He better be got something up his sleeve for us.
With our heroes narrowly escaping the terror of the mines, now they find themselves in a new nightmare. Will our heroes be victorious in the Mos Shooter Gladiator Pits? Find out next time on Storytime, a Star Wars RPG podcast.